Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 14. I'm actually driving and I would usually do a music drive video episode for my YouTube channel occasionally, but since my YouTube channel is still hacked, I decided to just record a podcast, an update podcast regarding the situation with my YouTube channel. Like I shared in my last episode, my YouTube channel was hacked last Friday and Saturday, and I immediately went into my Google account and changed the password and added a two-step authentication measure there, but that didn't seem to save the situation as far as the YouTube channel goes. That was immediately hacked and moved to a different Google account. So I no longer had and still don't have access to it. The channel is still there. It's still active. It seems like nothing was changed in it. But I have no access to it. And I've been in contact with YouTube support since last Sunday. Today is Friday. I have to say that YouTube support has been very helpful and diligent as far as communicating, but that's all I got so far. I just got communication and multiple emails going back and forth, but unfortunately every email says basically the same thing, that they're working on the situation and there's no news at this time, and if I have any questions I should share with them. And what I've done so far, I provided all the information that they requested from me initially, and then I also thought that maybe they would want to determine my identity so that they know for sure that the person that is emailing them and trying to get the channel back is actually the person who's on the YouTube channel, the owner of the channel, myself. I made a video with myself in one of the backgrounds where I record most of my videos, so they can see the background and my face and my hair and hear my voice, and I even played the guitar. So I did make a video, like a 2-minute long video, and I tried sending it via email, but the YouTube support email platform would not allow me to attach the video. Apparently it was too large. So then I tried to make a shorter one, but it still was not short enough. So I decided to go ahead and make a video to post on Twitter, on my Twitter account, which is the same name as my YouTube channel, which is my actual name, Florentin Tisha. And I posted the video on my Twitter account, and I had some problems there as well because the size of it was too large. So then I just reduced the quality of it. So I think I did like 760 or whatever number I went with when you save the video. And then that allowed me to post it on my Twitter account, and I pinned it on my Twitter profile. And then I sent an email back to YouTube support and told them, look, I made a video to help you determine that this is actually me, that this is Florentin talking to you. So the video had lots of views on my Twitter channel, and actually Team YouTube, which is the Twitter version of YouTube support, replied to that very video and confirmed that they're working on it. So something like that. So I do have a confirmation number from YouTube, and at this time I'm doing the painful game of just waiting and hoping. And it seems like there's nothing else I can do. Just wait and hope that, and pray. Yes, that's right, I did pray. That somehow YouTube support would be able to get back my channel. And so I can move on. Now, the worst that can happen here is that the person who stole the channel, you know, the hacker, would try to sell it. I I did some research, and it appears that millions of channels were stolen like this, and the hackers try to sell them on the black market, especially channels that are monetized like my own. Even though it's not a very big channel, but it's monetized, and I have some 339 videos on there, and I, as of now, I have a 250,000 views altogether. So that's I know it's a small channel, but I guess somebody might pay something for it. Even though I also understood from my research that channels that have the owner's face on there would be less desirable to purchase because it's harder for the new user to make money on it. Whereas if it's a gaming channel where you don't see the face of the user, then it's probably easier to use the channel like that to make money. So anyways, and so if that doesn't work, the worst that can happen is for the hacker to delete my channel, and that would be awful because I put so much work in this channel. And I've had it for years and years, and in the last couple of years especially, I put a lot of work in it, and it would be very painful to see it go to waste. So I'm hoping and waiting and I'm praying that YouTube support would be able to give it back to me so I can move on. So anyways, that's the topic for my podcast today. The channel is simply my name. Two words, Florentin Tishe, Florentin, the last name Tishe, Tise. It's still there, you can still see it. The last video I posted was As the Deer. It's a guitar cover of the well-known hymn As the Deer. And yeah, it's still up and there's still views on there. So I'm hoping that I would get it back. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast. If any of you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way is through my website, florentintisha.com. And if you go to the contact page, there you can see all my social media. I've been posting videos, shorter videos, on Facebook, on my new Facebook page, and my Instagram page as well, and some on Twitter as well. So, but anyways, if you want to get in touch with me, if you want to say hi, offer some suggestions for my YouTube channel or whatever, you can just go to my website and see different ways in which you can get in touch with me. Well, thank you for listening. If you've listened so far, thanks. I appreciate it. And see you in the next episode. Have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye now.